So this morning we'll be continuing on this journey by bringing up our guest, the person of Pastor Favor. Pastor Favor Folau, can we put our hands together for her? Don't stop clapping until she gets here. Thank you, Ma. You're welcome, Ma. Also, this morning, we'll also be having our pastor, Pastor Alfred this morning, and Pastor Dixon Akinlolu. Can we put those hands together for them? Please don't stop clapping. Don't stop clapping. Amen. Thank you so much, sir. Good morning, sir. Good morning, Ma. We are so glad to have you this morning on the talk show on living sexually healthy in a highly sexualized world. You know, our pastor was emphasizing that man is first a sexual being. And so we cannot do without hearing or knowing about our sexual health. You know, so much labor was poured out yesterday from our pastor. Pastor Dixon was talking about you not masturbating, but yet you are still sexually unhealthy. Or not fornicating doesn't make you sexually healthy. So there's so much to our sexual being that we have to be aware about. So this morning we will be starting by looking at the understanding of the sexual trends and challenges of our world. Understanding the sexual trends and challenges of our world. Now, there is this hyper-sexualization of culture in terms of music, in terms of our social media platform. You know, I remember some years back, this terrible guy that was anointed by the cherub, the person of Naira Marley. You know, when he came, there was a great shift on the course of the earth. Even to the children, they were already living the song. It so much took over the atmosphere. It was a very strong spirit then. Yes, Malians. And we have them, you know, clustered together everywhere, in every strata, you know. And that understanding lived for some time. Even up to now, we have some people that are still struggling from it. So this morning, we'll be putting up the first question to Pastor Favor, ladies first, to help us, you know, to shed more light on it. Thank you, Pastor. Can we put our hands together for Pastor?
Hallelujah. I want to say good morning to everyone, and I believe we've been enjoying God. Now, understanding sexuality, it's not inevitable, especially in the days we are in, and then knowing that man, as much as he's a spiritual being, he's also a sexual being. And it's God's desire that man must be in health and prosper, even as his soul prospers. So we see that God's desire is not just for man's soul to be okay. It also has a ripple effect on his physical well-being, on his emotional well-being, on his social well-being, including his sexual well-being. So the essence of the gospel is actually to make man whole again, because something has scattered man. Hallelujah. So when 1 Thessalonians says, I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body. So the spirit, soul, and body is supposed to be whole. And that's coming to the place of preservation, be preserved blameless. So gospel is still at work, because for man today, spirit, soul, body is still scattered somehow, because the effect of the gospel is yet to be fully seen, which we are not focusing on that. We are not focusing on the fact that it has not been fully seen. We are focusing on the fact that a generation is going to arise to show the fullness, the full-blown gospel, as it can affect the spirit, the soul, and the body. Hallelujah. So, one force or one power that God has given man is the gospel. Romans 1:16 will say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. If anything is potent enough to deliver man to the place of salvation, then it's potent enough to take care of physical needs. It's potent enough to take care of other things, because salvation is what seems unreachable for man, looking at it by God's standard. So if gospel of Christ can set a man on a course to see that he can inherit that, then what troubles us in our sexual world today, no matter what the world is saying, they are small. I'm only trying to see that when you are not seeing the gospel well, then sexual problems becomes magnified. Sexual problem becomes like a monster that you cannot handle. There's a wave upon the earth, and we can't look away from that. And it's a power. And people are aware of it, and they are using it negatively. So one thing I would like to say as I further discuss is that the sexual power that man has was put there by God, just that sin came and then corrupted it. So it is not wrong that you are attracted to the opposite sex. It's just a sign to show that something on my inside is responding to tell me that I am healthy. I am healthy. It is still the gospel that is still bringing that understanding, because what the gospel actually gives is an understanding. So abstinence, we have seen that, is not the solution. Just like Brobayo said, that you are not masturbating and you are not fornicating does not mean you are sexually healthy. Sexual health comes by an awareness of a power that God has given to be able to have an understanding to handle the corruption or the fallen nature or the corrupt sexual nature that is breeding the problems we are seeing today. There is no problem, as it were. It's connected to a power, and it's because of sin. It's because of a fallen nature. But we are saying that there is another power that if a soul can have enough faith to connect to, it brings an understanding on your inside that makes you put questions, that makes you put problems, that makes you put sexual issues under. It is real, not because we are trying to encourage your heart, but because we have seen people who have experienced the gospel power in putting sexual issues under their feet. So one thing I will say is that you must understand that gospel has been packaged and has been given to define true man, to define true health when it comes to sexual healthiness. So it's not just to solve sexual issues. When you are whole as a man, then you have answers to questions that are affecting you even sexually. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Can we put our hands together for Pastor? Still on that question, we know there are issues with the Gen Zs now concerning how to know your sexuality. Like, people are more sexually confused today than before. So how do you balance truth with trends? How do you balance truth with trend as a believer? Apostle Fred, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Sir and Ma. Good morning to our daddy, our parents. Good morning, Pastor. Thank you, sir, for being seated. Good morning, sirs and ma's. Good morning, Pastor Dixon and Pastor Favor. Thank you for that opening. Okay, responding to that, trends, sexual trends and sexual how to balance truth with trends. Okay, truth with trends. The first thing is to note that over the years, sexual power is something the church has shied away from. We have not understood it. And it's not because it cannot be understood. We did not really seek to understand it. If we sought to understand it, the Lord will give us understanding of it. I believe there was a church that understood it. Okay, but we lost it. And heaven is recovering it back today to be a treasure we will journey with in the days to come. And that confusion that we had with the church not having a clear understanding of it created a kind of disillusionment. Okay, you find people who gave up on sexual issues. you find a church who would take the youths away from their side so that we are not constantly angry. Then when they have their issues, we already know their punishment. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Their youth pastor will be dealing with their madness in the youth church. Do you get that kind of thing? So all that. And then you gradually began to find a set of young people who got worried of the whole arrangement and decided to stay away from church. That is there. So we find religious people having postures towards sexual life, the sexual person, sexual power. It's good to know that our sexuality is from God. I will explain. Our man is a spirit, soul, and body. It's good to know that every spirit is a man. But every soul is either a male or a female. And then they live in a body.
So please, can you take it again, sir?
I will say it again. Every spirit is a man. Every soul is either a male or a female. And that determines their casing, body. Now, when you find trends, it's because of the confusion I stated earlier. We never sought to understand it. So you now find a situation where, because Cecilia was born a female, but with a deep voice, which could be any reason, could be the devil playing at the back of the scene, okay, just to create a confusion for Cecilia and her generation. It's not enough to make Cecilia a man. What makes Cecilia a lady, a girl child, is actually the frame of her soul. Her spirit is a man. So we say female man, male man. You see where that statement comes from?
Yes, sir.
Daddy always says female man, male man. That's where the thought came from. The man is the spirit, is a man. The spirit of a man is a man. The soul of the man is either a female or a man. A male, a female or a male. So the gender is allocated to the soul, is assigned to soul to gain kind of expression, give off a kind of aura and flavor amongst humanity, which is divine. It's divine in nature and eternal in essence. So when we are all done here, we are the only breed of God's creation that will remain male and female. Forever, cherubims and angels will remain spirit. But we, there's a flavor we are to bring into the world to come, that they themselves are longing for it. Now, when you see trends are always a product of confusion from misunderstanding. Misunderstanding over a long period of time, which is something the devil often gives birth to. So when you find gay, lesbian, LGBTQ and the extensions, plus, 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 and all of those things together, they are stemming from that confusion. But it doesn't remove truth. So when you see trend and you want to weigh it against truth, truth is that God made them Adam. Are you with me? God made them Adam, but gave them two expressions. Gave the female expression, gave the male expression. And that was given to man, their spirit. That is the truth. Any other thing we come up with is because somewhere we got confused. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Can we put our hands together for Pastor? That was explicit. So man is a spirit. Then the soul is either male or female. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. Good morning, Daddy. Good morning, pastors. It's so good to have you here, sir, Zamas. Okay, so thank you, Daddy, from what you've said, from Pastor Favor, from Daddy Alfred. There's an understanding we should live with presently. So it is that understanding that they lack that is making them to be confused. So we trust the Lord that the Lord will help us in this generation. That takes me to the second question. I want to direct it to Pastor Dixon. Why is sexual health inevitable in a highly sexualized world? You know, some years back, when you are hearing words like sex, some things, it seems far. But these days, you open your phone just to even watch videos, spiritual videos, There are some arts that will just pop up. It's just as if the whole thing is following you everywhere. So how do we maintain sexual health in this highly sexualized world? Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Ma. Good morning, Daddy. Good morning, Pastor Tosin. Thank you, sir, for coming. Pastor Favor, Pastor Alfred, thank you, sir. And our host, thank you. I want us to know that God's intention for us is to be whole. We've seen that in the scripture. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. So, and I want us to know that God knows all the generations. Like the question you asked the other time about trends and truth. Truth, we transcend all generations. And so there is no generation that has an excuse that because I live in a more sexualized world or generation, that is why I am not healthy. So that is why we look into God's mind consistently to look at what is God's solution. So if God says that, I think how many years ago, the days of Paul, maybe 2,000 years or thereabout ago, and he was saying that you should know how to possess your vessel in sanctification. There is a sexualized word at that time. Yeah. We may not know it. We may not understand it. We are not there. But we should not be deceived to feel that it just started now. Mm. There is a monster. The world has always been sexualized. Yeah. Highly sexualized. Kingdoms, thrones, you know, kingdoms as divided on the issue of sex, you know, on the issue of, on the platter of sex, kingdoms have been divided. You know, if you have seen Troy, just on the issue of a woman, they fought, they killed the whole kingdom, they born everywhere. So it has always been, and God's answer transcends all generations. So what we should labor on at this time is to know that it's not negotiable. And you can't stand before God, your creator, to say, if you are in 24th century, you go, you will know that I tried. So, why? Because the soul is one. And what will save the soul is one gospel. It's just one gospel. So, when he says you should know how to possess your vessel in sanctification and in honor, he's telling you that there is an understanding that will help you to possess. The first thing is to know that you have a vessel. It is when you know you have a vessel, then you will know how to protect, how to possess it, how to handle it, how to carry it in honor. So we are seeing here that, according to the question, to know that what God expects from us is that we should give ourselves to an understanding. To know that in the beginning, God made them male and female. God made them male and female. And that in itself is a thesis of understanding. That when you understand that, to know that, like Pastor Favor said the other time, when you run away from what God has ordained, you are only tying yourself the more. So single sex environment looks like if it is safe for a moment, but is killing you. It's killing you. So when you say single sex, and sometimes even in church, you will see people trying to run away from other gender, so they want to, so that I will not fall. So that I will not fall. You see, that thing you are doing shows that you are sick. Yeah. And you still need healing. Because in the beginning, he made them both male and female. And when you allow this understanding to rest in your heart, it will begin to help shaping you on how to healthily relate. How to healthily respond to the opposite sex. Because all of that, what is the word selling? Like I was sharing with somebody that has an issue. And I said, come, before you enter this meeting today, how many shops did you pass? You saw a grocery store. you saw a building material store, you saw many things. You didn't enter any of it because you didn't need it. You used your will to pass through all of them, and you didn't enter any of them. So also, there are things that the world is selling. If you know that you don't need it, you won't enter the place to buy. You won't patronize it because they are also selling their wares. They are also selling something, and they need a customer. They need subscribers. So I want you to understand that God even our children and our children's children, we don't know how the world will look like in their days. We don't know. But God knows. Truth knows. It's from ages to ages. And he has already made provision in the gospel. If we will allow it to breathe out in its pure form and not be religious about the matter, we will see that there is safety and salvation for everyone who believe. It is power to everyone who believes. So it is not negotiable to say, because we are here in 21st century, that is why I'm into pornography, that's why I'm into, because they are shaking bomb. They are selling it now. They are selling something to you. Do you need it? If you need it. If you don't need it, you don't buy it. You don't. It's as simple as that. So you can have that power because it has been given to you in the gospel. And so it's very important for us to know. God help us in Jesus' name.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Please, can we give a round of applause to Pastor? Thank you, sir. Still in line with that question, I want to direct it to Pastor Favor about sexual urge, sexual desires. You know, sometimes people can say that this thing is real low. This sexual desire is real. How do we undo it? The sexual urge, the sexual struggle in relation to our sexual health as a Christian.
All right. Thank you very much, our pastors.
Thank you.
The sexual urge is not wrong in itself, but when it becomes a struggle, it means something is missing somewhere. It's an understanding. We are not, God didn't design it that man should struggle with sexual urge. There's a time you just begin to aware that you're just feeling attracted, or maybe I need a man as a female. You're just growing up. It's understanding that is giving us a better light now. Yes, a better light. For me, it was when I came into the light, I just realized that, so that was what was wrong with me then. Mm-hmm. Of course, I didn't understand my body. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that a lady is sexually high when she's ovulating. I didn't know that. I just knew that it came certain times of the month. So the first time I prayed, it went. Another time I experienced it, I needed to add fasting. I added fasting. It didn't really go. So I was thinking, this monster is becoming strong. No, then back, I just finished secondary school then. I didn't understand so much. The teaching of understanding puberty in school still did not. I was looking for all those teachings. I couldn't apply it to my current situation. So I went the spiritual way. But it was like the fasting, after I broke the fast, this thing was still there. So it was later I knew that a woman's ovulation can last for days. It can last for days. Sometimes it just comes in hours and I'm okay again. But this particular one just lingered for 2 days. That was the first time I became aware that something was running in my body. I didn't still have, there was nobody to ask questions. Nobody. The person I could ask just said, okay, I asked somebody who was like an elder in the faith that I'm feeling like this. The answer she gave me just shut me down. Said, I don't know what your generation are thinking. I've never had, I said, I never thought of such things all my life, I said, thought. So it looks like I'm different. Honestly, I came here before I knew that. That understanding alone, that a lady is sexually high when she's ovulating, helped me a lot. You should just know whether, okay, maybe it's my ovulation. There are things you should expect. It's not that it comes every month, but sometimes it can just come consistently like that. You just feel like wanting to be with a man. You just feel like wanting to be alone. You just feel like wanting to wrap yourself around your blanket or around your pillow and all that stuff. Now, when you are going those ones, you're already wanting to give that thing expression. Number one, you must just understand that this urge is normal. It's just a sign that I'm healthy. Can you burst forth in thanksgiving to Jesus? Say, Father, I thank you because I know I am healthy in my body. I know I am healthy in my body. When that urge comes, now wanting to give it expression, there are things around it that could trigger it. If it is that time you now went to watch videos where sexual activities are going on, it could strengthen that. So when I'm having that urge, I just go about my normal business days, my normal business. I wouldn't want to go and lie down at such point. I wouldn't want to go and hug any pillow at such point. I should not do that because I know that if I take a step further, it could trigger what I didn't ask for to begin with. So sexual urge is not wrong. That you're struggling with it is an understanding. Why I tell myself that I must not go and lie down and then hug pillow and then cover myself with blanket is an understanding that is informing that has come by light. So when you come under the gospel, it sheds a light and start giving you instructions of understanding. Most times we fall into trouble if we have ignored such little instructions. Like Daddy will say, a man is not supposed to be in bed between 6 and 7 o'clock. After we have finished early morning prayer, go about and look for something to do. Don't go back. Don't go back. Because you know you wake up with erection. Of course, maybe when you are subconscious. But now that you are awake, it may still be there. Now, if you now consciously go and lie down, you will have, there is every tendency you want to just look for warmth. With anything. So all those instructions are just training to help us manage our urges. They are healthy. So that mind that makes it look impossible that I can live 25, 30 years as a virgin and it's becoming like impossible, it is not impossible. The understanding of the gospel is still the answer. And what it does is that it begins to give you instructions of righteousness. Please, righteousness is a very strong force. You know, like Daddy said, sin and unrighteousness, they are brothers. So also your health and righteousness, they are also the brothers that God has given us. When you are doing righteousness, you don't know how much forces of health you are pulling into your body, into your system. So you labor on understanding. You labor to want to understand the gospel. You labor to want to live by the instructions given to our community for our well-being. If you have said, don't visit the opposite sex alone, it's not because we just want to witch hunt anybody. We're only trying to say that you may not be able to manage that relationship. And when your urge is coming, okay, you want to pour it on somebody that is just readily available. You can't be secluded. You can't be in a private place. Invite people into your friendship. Bring your friendship under light. Don't be attached to one person alone. These are little instructions to help you when your sexual urge arises. If you are close to only one brother or one particular sister, if the urge comes, you may want to tilt towards that person. Why? Because you have not handled the instruction of making a lot of friends, having a company of friends. You can't want to do that to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No. So those instructions keeps us under check while our urge are still there. So God is not unwise not to have waited till marriage before he puts it there. He knows you can manage it. Understanding the reason, and thank God for this meeting. Understanding the reason for this meeting is just the key, the answer, because we have seen that Holy Ghost alone self has not handled sexual urge. People are born again and then they are speaking in tongues and then they are still struggling with this matter. Why? Because they don't have an understanding. But you can't see a man who has journeyed towards attaining a charity man who has not understood or come into an understanding of how to handle his sexual urges. And that's the need for the hour. There is a place to race to. And if that becomes our focus, our struggles will become less. They will wane until they disappear. Thank you very much.
Wow, wow, wow. That's so much. Can we put our hands together for Pastor? Thank you so much, ma'am, for that blessing. So we should not get sex toys. We should not get cucumber. We should not get candle. Don't help yourself. Subscribe to understanding. Get understanding and serve righteousness. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Are we being blessed? Amen. Moving on this platform, we'll be going to the third question, and that will be directed to Pastor Alfred. Okay, what is God's perspective of sexual health? God's perspective on sexual health. Okay, growing up, there are some traditions, and there are some traditions, some culture, philosophy, ideology that has eaten deep, especially in the Southwest region, that has eaten deep to the mind of the children growing up, you know, around your sexual being. Okay, for instance, now, I had some folks around me then that their parents will instruct them that don't play with a boy. Like, I must not see you play with a boy. You know, those instructions, don't play around the boy at all. Like, the boy is the devil. And that understanding has, you know, grown with the female child growing up, even till the teenage age, that anything boy or any, you are a boy, she's far away. How can we talk about the God's perspective of sexuality, sir? Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you, pastors, for your responses. Okay, God's angle is that everybody can be healthy. But you see that statement? There's a whole lot of light and understanding that must be explored for a man to be healthy. Health, that you may be in health. Health is more than you're not having headache. You may not be having headache and you are not sexually healthy. You may not be having headache, but you are not mentally healthy. So when scripture says that you may be in health, is a desire of God, is a prayer of an apostle. Are you getting it? And God sincerely wishes that every man should be in health. And when I say health, all round, you should be healthy. So the first thing is that it is possible. From God's angle, it is possible. It's very possible. Secondly, it's good to debunk everything they told you from your childhood and embrace what God is saying. The best place to get the use of a particular aspect of a gadget is from the manufacturer. This thing was created, it can do like this, it can do like this, it can do like this. What did the manufacturer say? The manufacturer says that it was created like this, for this, for this. You can use it for improvisation for many things, but that was not what it was meant for. Many other things can land you in serious casualty. So from God's perspective, we are going to begin to seek to understand. Now, what your mom said to you may have helped you. Some persons have embraced what mommy said so much that now they got married and they are afraid of their husband on their wedding night. First night, second day, third day. I say, sis, this is not enter vaginismus. You are already in trouble. And it's just what mommy told them. And mommy was dancing that day. But mommy didn't whisper into the daughter's ear. Now, the thing I said that time. In fact, mommy did not even know how much hurt what she said has done. It's only Christ that can heal a man and make a man whole. It's good to know that on earth, many things have been put together by the devil. There's an assemblage of weaponry to make a man unhealthy. So if you go this way, you are in trouble. If you go this way, the only way you can go is the way of the Lord. So what is the Lord saying about it? It is possible to be sexually healthy. It is possible to sit with brethren and gist and go away and be okay. And not look on a sister to lust. It is possible. Jesus was the one who raised that standard. Moses was still telling them that if you sleep with her, you must marry her. Jesus said you must not look at her to lust. He didn't say you shouldn't look at her. You should look at her and say she's beautiful. Am I right? But can you do that and walk away? And that thing you said is not haunting you. Is it possible? It's possible with God. Then let me also say, it is in use, exercise in righteousness, that everybody gets mastery. Mastery is in exercise in righteousness. When we say, go around and say hello to your brother and your sister, can you just stand up by faith and go and say hello to your brother and your sister? The instruction didn't say, brother, say hello to brothers. Sister, say hello to sisters. Is that what the instruction said? He said, go around, say hello to your brother and your sister. Just go up, say hello to brother and sister. Then come back and sit down. Then when you sit down and the devil starts troubling you, now know that this is not Holy Ghost. This is the devil. But you see, when they are giving such instructions of righteousness and you don't have enough faith to obey it because of you don't want to be in trouble. I know that when people shake me, there's a way it used to make me feel. That thing is sickness. And you should be healed. And there is no Panadol that heals it. The way to heal it is that Jesus will put you in church and make you to be among brethren until that devil will die. I don't know if you got what I'm trying to say. Now, that is very, very important. So if you are now being put in church, it is so that you should be saved. You now enter church and you refuse the salvation, then you will die in your trouble. There's no other remedy left. You have been planted. They were brought in such as you'll be saved. They were added to the church for salvation. So their instructions is for salvation. There's nothing like courtship. They have come. Hey, you get home, you tell your roommate. You get one church where I attend today. Hey, say nothing like courtship again. Two of you now sit down and be buttressing it. So how will a man now know the woman? How will he? No. There are many things you don't know. And the person you are talking to is the wrong person. Only if you had just finished service, say, Pastor, sorry, I need to. One question, sir. That statement, it threw me into a world of, in fact, the rest meeting, I didn't hear anything again. Can you please explain? You will walk away with better light. And Pastor, you'll say, oh, okay, brother, explain this thing to him. And two of you open scriptures and expound it and explain it and you understand it. It's better for you. It's looking like you are looking for salvation. If you take that step, than if you go to your roommate who came from your village, who is in your trouble, and start to discuss that subject, two of you will not make progress. The next time they invite you to the church, you say, church where they don't believe in culture, I'm not going. Dating is not scriptural. There's no clear guided instruction from the Holy Spirit on how to manage that space. Ha! There are dating instructions online. There are dating instructions online. You see, all of those things you are playing into is going to prevent you from salvation. Simple. Can you take the instructions? You were born again. We were added to the church so that we can be saved. You cannot just now enter where they added you for salvation and start proving points. Then save yourself outside the church. It's not possible. So you see, from God's angle, God says it's possible to be sexually healthy. Then God made provision for church. Then God added us to church. God is expecting all of us to obey doctrine of righteousness. Expecting all of us to exercise ourselves in righteousness. Now these are things that will really make a man healthy. You do it any other way, you will not be healthy. Hallelujah. When instructions are given, you follow them through. Don't say, it was a very long day. Sister, what is her name now? Chatted you up in the morning. It is around 11 that you just saw it now. And you just saw she's online. Hello, sister, how are you doing? And you start chatting from 11. The devil will soon come into your conversation. You will say one, I love you, that will not be necessary. You will be explaining that I love you for 1 week. I just said, she used to say, I love you in church. That is what I meant to say. No, you said it at the time where the devil was awake. And at that time, you will need a lot of explaining to do. Because when you wake that sister, her own fire, it will burn you. It can burn down Troy. The fire of that lady can burn down an entire kingdom. So you don't play some play. So instructions, sometimes they don't align with your person, but you obey it. Just down the line, 1 year, 2 years down the line, it makes sense. Wow, thank God I obeyed. Thank God I obeyed. If we are to understand initially, then we don't need help. We don't need Holy Ghost to help us. As I'm explaining it, there's no place of faith. You are understanding it. You don't understand yet, you believe. That is where they really give you reward. You believed without understanding, you follow the Lord, then you are going to be saved. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Can we put our hands together for Pastor? So much light brought to us. So we should labor to doing obedience. Every instructions of righteousness that we have, we should, you know, drink it in and do them. Like Pastor said, sometimes it may not be convenient to your person, but because it is what the Lord is saying to us, we should obey. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much once again, Pastor. This next question we're going to Pastor Dixon. We've talked about the sexual urges, sexual desire, and our constraints here and there. Now, what should be the answer of the new man? What should be the response of the new man when it comes to how to approach your sexual health? What should be your response as a new man?
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, pastors. When you say a new man, we're talking about charity. If any man be in Christ, is a new... that new creation is not just when you got born again. There is a process that give birth to you, and you are new. You see that man? Has answers to all of this that we are talking about because of the process of his making. That man understands that this body, God gave it to me for a purpose. And you know, sometimes you need to understand that. It's an understanding that will make you to be able to study yourself and know yourself. You know, many times brothers cannot wash their scrotum.
You are afraid.
And it's always dirty. Because they are afraid of touching that place.
Fire
should not fire. Whoa. Let me get out of this bedroom. Holy. You are not a new man. You are not. Some ladies cannot look at themselves. They can't. They don't know how they look like. The first time it is their husband that will tell them, wow. You mean? Because they are so much, our church has been so much afraid of sin so much that we don't even know righteousness. So our swing is too extreme. So what we have is inordinate affection. There's a way you relate with somebody and you to own the person. It's inordinate for you to, of all the sisters in church, to save the number of one with another, with maybe it's sister Titi. You now put me at the back. Titi me. You know, there is just there's just something extra you are doing. That thing you have done is inordinate. Who is she to you? Marriage committee is not aware that me is has been this one is your own. So as long as the church is not aware of that transaction, you are transgressing. You are that is not the answer of a new man. A new man knows how he does not behave himself unseemly, or he does not behave anyhow. So like Pastor Fred was saying, for you to chat with a lady throughout the night, there is something about night. There is something about night chat that devil is always very, very awake. He's always there. He's always there. Why? Because all your system has calmed down. There is a way you are lying down. There is a way everything is sinking into you. You are drinking in everything. So a new man knows boundaries, knows timing. No, this is not the way this person has been talking to me every day. If I didn't talk with her today, will I die? To be able to starve flesh. Why? Because flesh, anytime you gratify flesh, it gains strength. It's fulfilled. You know, so when you meet a lady and you awaken her like that, he said, do not awaken me before my time. When you awaken her like that, you will be behaving like as if you are innocent. But you have touched. touch is not just that you took her to your room. No, you have touched many girls that they are waiting, they are anticipating. And eventually, none of them enter into the... So you have killed many. Oh, God. A new man is not like that. A new man knows that anybody around me should be healthy. You are not just healthy for yourself. You are healthy for people around you. And that is why you are not just only one person. You are concerned about bringing people together, connecting this one to this one. If anybody is getting close to you, want to quickly introduce him to another person, to a friend around you. That is how it is one to another. That's the love. One to another. But any love that just stays in between two of you and is not flowing out is a pond. And it will smell. It will smell. So one thing that a new man has is understanding. When you look at Jesus Christ, they say there are many, some women ministered to you. That man is not like a pious man. A new man is not a pious religious man. That does not, you will see when that Mary Magdalene came and knelt down before Jesus and was pouring and was using her hair. How many Jews? General overseer can even have a female secretary. Now we talk of somebody come to you and using her hair to, you will know that Jesus is not a religious man. And there is something wiring it. And none of those ladies was crying when he was hung on the cross. Ah, you didn't tell me you would die at 31. May you not resurrect. You touched me. And you left me. No, every one of them. In fact, Mary said, give me a dead body. The dead body. A woman is saying, I want to carry dead body, leave this place. That was how much Jesus helped their life. That's a new man. That you will be getting married and sisters will be carrying food, serving, ready to, all your friends will be at a lot on your wedding day. Not crying somewhere. Ah, I'm a brookie. That your wedding. No problem. No. Because you have helped them, you have been healthy, and you have helped all the sisters around you. And on your wedding day, they are willing to support and send you money and wire money to your account and to do anything. Why? They've seen that you have helped them. So that is the understanding that a new man has. To know that all of this is to gender towards our salvation. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Can we put our hands together for Pastor? Thank you so much. Thank you for that labor. So we should be prone to help. We should be problem solver. We should not add to what is already on the ground. We should not add trouble to what is on the ground. We should love one another fervently. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Pastor Dixon. As we have been taught, and like our mantra says that don't fence corruption, don't protect corruption, expose it. So when that brother is chatting you up by 12 p.m., first day, second day, third day, 12 a.m., please expose it. We have our pastors, and you as a sister, we should not keep receiving it. The person is messaging you, you are smiling, you look at the chat again, during the day, look at it again, you like, look at it again. Please expose it. I pray the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Okay, for the last question we have for today, there was this story I heard some years back of a lady in a particular church, a chorista, that was sexually abused by a keyboardist, the keyboardist of the church. And so it got to a time that anytime the brother is playing the keyboard, the lady cannot raise up her head. When there is worship, when they are doing the worship, she just put her head throughout because of the feeling, the art of, anytime she just hears the keyboard, that brother on the keyboard, she just feel like, you are playing keyboard on the keys. And so, we've heard a lot of stories around sexual abuse. A lot of people in church cannot even say it out. Some people just keep it with themselves, bottle up, and down the line, it has affected them. So what do we do with past sexual abuses? People that have been abused, how do they undo it? Can they truly heal? Can they trust again? How do they undo their experiences? I want to direct this with Pastor Alfred. Thank you, sir.
Okay. It can be healed. A and we can all be whole. Can you say to your neighbor, you can be whole?
You can be whole.
It is the devil that magnifies that hurt. But he didn't say there's no hurt. But it is the devil. It's not Holy Ghost. It's the devil that magnifies the hurt. But we can all be whole. We can all be healed. And Jesus has made a provision for us to be whole. One great thing is that you are going to learn to be in a community and allow love to flow to you from everybody. That can bring so much healing. Out there in the world, you see them creating communities, communities of widows, communities of people that have been raped, communities. Why are they creating those communities? There's something everybody's love can do to you. That there's no explanation we can give you that why you should just forgive the keyboardist. No. But open up your heart to everybody, to the church, to the community. Now, the devil has already played the first one. The person who hurt you is a member of the church. And is always up there playing keyboard. Do you get that picture? So there's already a fear you have with when you say open yourself up to the community. Allow everybody to love you so that you can be healed. You have a fear. You have a concern. But it's good to know that every community is not like that community. We all come from different places. We have all experienced these different things. But if Jesus raises a house, that house in itself can minister healing, can minister health. Except it's not Jesus that raised it. So I am persuaded that you being in a community like this can automatically bring healing to you. There will be teachings. Open yourself up to grace. Open yourself up to instructions of righteousness. It can heal you. It can bring restoration and freedom. Begin to learn to exercise yourself again in righteousness of loving people coming out. Because something that happens with abuse is that it shuts you in. Abuse does that. Okay? Two things are possible. You can either be shut in or you break out and start misbehaving excessively. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Now, neither of them are okay. Jesus has put healing in his house. And there's a lot of teachings, ministrations of the Spirit, dwelling among brethren, living among saints, that can bring a lot of healing, balm on you. And before you know it, you are okay. You are okay. Sometimes you might really need to talk to an elder, somebody older in the faith, a trusted elder in the faith. Okay? Sometimes you might need to do that so that somebody can monitor your recovery. So that it is not just you that feels I'm okay. Somebody can be involved and monitor your recovery. And people have their past. But of course, like Daddy would say, there are things that make a man up. The past is one of them. Background is part of it. Okay? But the strongest is revelation. Why did I say the strongest is? Revelation. It should be part of what makes us up. That when they see us after 4 or 5 years, revelation is a stronger, higher percentage than our past, than our background, than our learning. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And that comes when we give ourselves to obeying righteousness. Obeying, as those things are being said, they are to bring healing, they are to bring restoration. And abuse is not only to females. When we talk about sexual abuse, it looks like it's only to females that can. So males have been abused. Really, really badly abused. That when you hear their story, you wonder, wow, how did they create your road on this earth? From junction to junction, they have been in such abuses. And they are men. And when you see them, when they see a woman, they want to stay a clear distance away. Because their eye don't see. Their mouth, so if you talk them. Okay? Jesus can heal. And for such extreme situations, you might really need to open up and talk to somebody. So that your recovery can be clearly monitored. But I'm here to tell you, you can be well again. You can be whole again. That is not the end of your life. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir.
Can we put our hands together for Pastor so we can be healed again, we can be whole again? I just want to cite an instance, and I want Pastor Favor to provide an answer to that. So for someone that has been sexually abused by the parent, or by the uncles, yeah, family, closely related family members, you know, and growing up, we are still seeing them. How will such person manage that situation and come out of that?
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, Pastor Alfred. Don't feel afraid or feel bad about exposing that person. Expose it. Don't mind if you are living together in the same house and there may not be a way of avoiding that person. Expose it. Say it to somebody until they can help you out, until it makes sense. You know that you can't run away from this house. Imagine if it's your father. So you need to expose it. You know, I've heard of such a case in one of the schools we go to for outreach then. The lady had to come and meet a teacher because the father even still goes to the extent of aborting for her, which has, and they had to come into the case, arrested the man. He made excuse that it's because the mom is dead, and then the lady looks like the mom so much. That is still wrong. It happens. It's not movie. It's not what we are watching. But the only saving grace for that lady that began her healing process was the person she was able to open to, who we were close to, and then we began praying for her. Though somewhere there, she's already not mentally okay again, and she was going through a therapy. Please, whoever the person is, no matter how high the person is, don't feel bad about exposing such a person. That will be the beginning point of your salvation. So that's it. You need to do that.
Thank you so much, man. Okay.
Let me just add that it is natural for you to want to expose it. It's normal. That you don't want to expose it is abnormal. We had a very funny situation in school. A girl was being abused by her elder brother. I think that girl was in Genesis 1 or Genesis 2. She tried to tell the mom. The mom was not getting it. She wanted to let it out. She went to write it on the wall of the toilet in the school. And the toilet is assigned to that class. So anybody who wrote that in is from this class. And by the time Pastor Dixon was involved in that case, began chasing, she was the one. Go and call your mom. By the time she came, daddy was involved. Bring your mom, she'll come here. They began talking about it. The mom said, I didn't know that was what she was trying to tell me. I'm telling you what really happened. It's normal. That's a girl in GSS 1. It's normal for you to want to expose it. That you don't want to expose it under any guise is abnormal. It's the one paying my school fees. It's the one. There's already a devil bedeviling you in that situation. It's not normal. Everybody wants to be free. And everybody knows when they are oppressed. Do you think you understand what I just said? So let nothing prevent you exposing that thing. It's your uncle that sends school fees for you. Let him keep his school fees and let's why you go out of school. Be on the streets. God will take care of you. You shouldn't be in that kind of nasty relationship. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Can we put our hands together for Pastor? Thank you, sir. On this note, we'll be bringing the talk show to an end. But before we go, I just want our guests to, in one word, how we can continue in this understanding. How we can continue this understanding to remain sexually pure and whole, sir. Pastor Dixon, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
This is just a tip of the knowledge that we can get. So let's get out there, get materials, especially that book says on sexuality. Let's get it. Let's go over it again and again and again and prayerfully go through it. It will really do a lot of work in helping us to stay healthy. God bless us in Jesus' name.
Sexual force is a force available on earth and is the strongest force of all the forces among humanity. You can't ignore it. Gain mastery by use through righteousness.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I'll just end on this note. The scripture that says, do not awaken love until it pleases. So there's a time that it pleases for love to be awakened. Before then, let your passion be poured on becoming like Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. Can we put arms together for our pastors? Thank you so much for blessing us. It's nice having you on this platform. And to our audience, please, let's go in this power and in this might. The Lord would continue to empower us. It is possible to be sexually healthy. It's possible to stay healthy all your life. We pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. Thank you, sirs. Thank you, ma'am.